It's Inside Ivy Hoops podcast edition. Brett Franklin and Jill Glessner with you, continuing to work our way on the expert hotline, and happy to have on the line with us, he is the head coach of Columbia men's basketball and the Lions this weekend, hosting Harvard and hosting Dartmouth Friday and Saturday night, respectively. And the head coach on the line with us, Jim Engels. Coach, appreciate the time. How are you?
Hey, Brett. Hey, Jill. How you guys doing?
Great, great. We're actually kind of warm up here in Hanover. It's in the 30s today. So
pretty cold down here. So,
But, Coach, before we look ahead to the weekend, and we have some questions about non-conference and conference play, but would you be able to just tell the listeners a little bit about your path and your coaching path and what kind of led you to Columbia?
I was an assistant coach. I graduated from Dickinson College, a Division III school in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, and I got into coaching. I started at Wagner, and then I went to Rider, and then I came to Columbia as an assistant. I was here for 5 years, and then from my experience here and from the 5 years that I spent here, it helped me get a Division I job. I was able to get the NJIT job, and I was there for 8 seasons, and we had a decent amount of success there, and I was lucky enough a couple years ago when the coach left to have the opportunity to come back here. So it's been a great circle of, just from a job standpoint, coming back to Columbia has really been a highlight of my career.
Coach, looking back at your experience at NJIT, obviously it was a tough job to take and quite an incredible turnaround, independent there for the longest time. And then obviously, I remember you getting that signature win over Michigan at Michigan with NJIT. Describe to us what that challenge was like at NJIT and really taking the program from its roots and to building it to when you left and to coming here to Columbia. I'm sure a lot of ups and downs during that tenure.
Yeah, there was. And it was an unbelievable opportunity to get a chance to be a head coach at NJIT, and we inherited a team that was, on a losing streak, and we were able to really bring in the right people and to do a lot of good things and to make some pretty quick progress as to where we wanted to go. And we had some really good wins. Obviously, we beat Michigan and we beat St. John's and like Duquesne and South Florida. And from when I inherited the job and sort of the perception and the take on what we were trying to accomplish, the fact that we were able to do those things in the short amount of time that we did, I thought it was a credit to the administration and obviously to all the players and the staff that I had. So it was really a wonderful experience for me. I learned so much, not only about basketball, but I learned so much about myself and dealing with people and dealing with the kids. And it's really something that I've tried to take here to Columbia.
Just, I'm very ignorant to an independent conference. What is it? Do the players, do you develop rivals? Is there a tournament that you're able to make? How does the independent conference work?
Independent was, when I got the job, there were about probably maybe 8 to 10 independents left in the country. And it was really the one challenge with that was that it was very hard to schedule teams in January and February, because once everybody got into their league, they did not want to play against teams that they weren't focused on. So it certainly was understandable. Now, we were able to get some teams and play against them, but we got together and formed a de facto type conference. It was really a bunch of independents. It was called the Great West, and it really became like a scheduling alliance. And we were in Newark, New Jersey, and we had rivalries with Utah Valley and North Dakota. And it was amazing because these teams would come in and, from across the country, and it was pretty heated. Like, we had some really, really competitive games. Like, things were on the line, and the kids, our guys, really got up for it. So you would never really thought that when the whole thing took place, but it really served its purpose very well. And once we got together, it was an opportunity for all the different programs to solidify themselves, and every one of the programs was able to get out and to join an actual conference. Now, we were the last independent left in the country. We were independent for 2 more years, so it was a little bit more challenging for us. But, all the different challenges we went through really, I think helped us, and we were able to get the program where it is right now.
It's interesting, Coach. You go from an independent style. Then you come to the Ivy League Friday, Saturday nights. Obviously, you were previously an assistant, as you mentioned beforehand. But it was a unique situation coming to Columbia. I mean, the program had been left in really good shape coming off tough non-conference games and really had played well under Coach Smith. Just describe to us those first couple days when you got hired and what that process was like, and to come into Columbia having some really good pieces already, that had to make your job a little bit easier, as a first-year head coach.
I mean, when I inherited the program here, obviously they just come off a 25-win season, so we were able to take over the program the next year, and I thought we did some decent things. So it's a situation where we're still building and we're still getting some things in place here, but I just love the university and I love the people that are involved with the program, and it's one of the reasons why I came back here, really, for the people. So many people that I was involved with and was able to become friends with and learn from are still here. So it's almost like I sort of never left. So that's what makes the place exciting.
Year two, looking at your non-conference schedule, I mean, you started out 7 away games in a row. You've had teams like Villanova, Penn State, Connecticut, Albany, Boston College. Tell us the method behind the madness a little bit. Did you kind of schedule a lot of away games and tough opponents to kind of prepare your team for the Ivy League?
Some of the stuff, it wasn't the ideal situation, I think, for our team, but we certainly tried to use it as a learning experience for the guys. And, it was something, I think, once you go through, 7 games on the road and you're on the bus and you're in the hotel, there's a lot of things that you can take from it. So I think some of the experiences we've had are certainly going to make the program better in the future.
And now looking ahead to, or I guess looking back to your Cornell games, if we talk about the first game versus Cornell, what triggered that, hot offensive streak? I mean, you had 16 threes, you tied a program record, you shot 52% overall, 57% from behind the arc. What was there anything in particular that you felt triggered that?
I think it was. I thought we've lost a lot of close games, and I think it's just a matter that everything clicked at the right time for us. So I thought we really defended very well, and offensively, I thought our defense was able to create some offense for us. And then I thought we got into a flow, which was good to see. So, when you're playing at home, it's your first Ivy League game, and I thought we competed very well. We went up to Cornell last weekend, and I thought Cornell really, really did a good job and adjusted very well. And it was a very close game, and it could have won either way. And it's just something that on the road, we just haven't had a tremendous amount of success right now. And I think when you get on the road, you can't rely on making 16 threes, especially at home. So, we're trying to manufacture some baskets in some different ways. And we have obviously a very challenging weekend this weekend against Harvard, who I think is really, hitting on all cylinders right now. I know when the season started, people were talking about them as a possible top 25 team, and I think they've gotten healthy now, and you can see them starting to play the way that I think they're capable of playing. And then I think you got a really improved Dartmouth team that's young and has really defended very well, and I think they both play sort of similarly in the regards to the pace of the game. So it's going to be a big challenge for us. We need to make sure that we defend and do the little things, rebound the ball, and then I think offensively we just need to make sure that we get the same quality shots that we got that first game against Cornell.
Coach, obviously one of your players on the team that's having a really good season so far, Mike Smith, averaging over 17 points per game. What type of dynamic does he bring to your lineup and to be on the floor with your program?
Mike is a sophomore, is extremely talented. He had a really good freshman year. A lot of the things that he's doing right now is things that we expected him to do as he came back. And I think he's the type of kid, he's been playing very well since the league has started. Teams have been game planning for him, and he's done some good things to get some guys some shots. And I think the great thing about someone like Mike is he's still got a tremendous amount of untapped potential. So, he's having a good sophomore season. I know that he wants to have a great sophomore season, and I know that he'd probably give up a lot of the points that he scored for us to get a few more wins. And I think that's the type of kid he is. So he's really a good talent. So we're looking forward to you know, seeing the next step with him. And the great thing is that he has a couple more steps left in him.
And is it true that Mike was training with Jimmy Butler this summer?
Yeah, Mike started up a relationship with Jimmy, you know, being from Chicago. When Jimmy was with Chicago with the Bulls, apparently there was a big high school game that Mike was playing, and Jimmy just showed up at the game, and Mike, I think, had a big, like, 37 points or something like that. So after the game, Jimmy came up and talked to him and said hello and exchanged numbers, and Mike followed through with it and, you know, called him up, and Jimmy offered, hey, if you ever want to work out, you know, call me up, and Mike did, and he's been able to really you know, foster a pretty good relationship with him. Obviously, Jimmy is one of the better players in the world, and when you have that type of mentor that can help you through some things and teach you things, I mean, that's sort of like me having like John Wooden to talk to.
Right.
You know?
So
he's learned a lot from him. He had a great summer with him. He worked out with a lot of good pros, and I know that's something I'm sure that he will be doing this summer as well.
Coach, just again looking ahead at this weekend, you've got Harvard on Friday night, Dartmouth on Saturday, and just having seen both teams, I just think it's going to be different nights, different type of styles on Friday, Saturday night. Harvard plays really good defense. They want to keep it low scoring, and then you got Dartmouth, a team that can really go off shooting from beyond the arc. Is this just kind of, do you see that same type of analysis, kind of different contrasting styles between Harvard and Dartmouth going in Friday and Saturday, or how do you see the X's and O's with these two teams this weekend?
Yeah, I think you hit on it, Brett. I think it's, you know, I think they're both, you know, Harvard is really, I think defensively since the league has started, it might be the second best defensive team in the country. And I think Dartmouth has really, you know, at the pace they play, I think they've really defended extremely well. You know, obviously when they're making threes, you know, they're very dangerous. So, you know, I think a lot of the teams in the league are it's a challenging league. You know, I think everybody's got a lot of different things that they can go to. So, you know, we need to make sure that we defend well and we do all the little things, just rebounding and loose balls and playing hard just to, you know, keep ourselves in the game and to take control of the game.
And last year you split with both of them, won both your games at home. You just talk about how important it is to take care of your home court in this league.
I mean, that's really the key, I think, in all college basketball. You have to really protect your home court if you have any aspirations to do anything in the postseason. So, it's going to be important for us, you know, to, you know, being at home, you know, the comfort level that you have, you know, having the crowd behind you. So there's a lot of things that we need to do to keep ourselves. We have that with us right now. We just have to make sure that we take advantage of it.
Well, Coach, that's all the kind of basketball questions we have for you. And we like to end the podcast on something we call rapid fire. And it's just a handful of questions that are non-basketball related. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay. All right, go ahead, hit me up.
How would you describe yourself in one word?
Competitive.
How would your team describe you in one word?
Loud.
What is your biggest pet peeve?
Just being fake.
Okay, favorite pizza topping?
Sausage.
Okay, and last one, favorite TV show?
Game of Thrones.
That's been a consistent answer amongst you coaches. That's yes. It might be the third one.
Well, Jim Engels, head coach of Columbia men's basketball. The Lions will host Harvard on Friday and then Dartmouth on Saturday. Coach, we appreciate the time. Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate you having me on.
Another great episode in the books here on Inside Ivy Hoops. Big thanks to our guests, Richard Kent, Tyler Patch from Brown Women's Basketball, Jim Engels from Columbia Men's Basketball. Episode 5 in the books. Had a lot of fun, Jill. Thanks as always.
I'll see you tomorrow, Brett.
All right. That's going to do it for us here on Inside Ivy Hoops. Enjoy the games this weekend. We'll talk to you again next week. Have a good one.